Wisdom or foolish nonsense. Welcome, good day, and hello to Silent Time, the opportunity to think on what is really important in life. Do you believe that the message of Christ's death on the cross is a foolish nonsense? Or do you think there is a deep godly wisdom in it? In 1 Corinthians, Paul writes in verse 18, "For the message about Christ's death on the cross is nonsense to those who are being lost, but for us who are being saved, it is God's power. The scripture says, God will destroy the wisdom of the wise and set aside the understanding of the scholars. So then, where does that leave the wise, or the scholars, or the skillful debaters of this world? God has shown that this world's wisdom is foolishness. For God in his wisdom made it impossible for people to know him by means of their own wisdom. Instead, by means of the so-called foolish message we preach, God decided to save those who believe. Jews want miracles for proof, and Greeks look for wisdom. As for us, we proclaim the crucified Christ, a message that is offensive to the Jews, nonsense to the Gentiles, but for those whom God has called, both Jews and Gentiles, this message is Christ, who is the power of God and the wisdom of God. What seems to be God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom. What seems to be God's weakness is stronger than human strength." It is the highest wisdom, that weak body of Jesus hanging on the cross, seemingly to have lost. Obviously, it looks like he even cannot build up a kingdom in this world. How can he build up a kingdom in heaven and in spiritual things? But the opposite is true. In fact, it had to be like that. In fact, we would need to hang there. In love, God gave his son, his only son, who was without any sin, to die for us sinful people, to be justified. Otherwise, we can never be just. We are never good enough. We are so wrong that we cannot stand in front of God. Nobody would be able to pass the judgment. But God has won the victory. Jesus went to the cross, the greatest victory and the greatest wisdom from God. It is dangerous for other things to talk about God, because there might always be evil spirits to try to confuse things, as the devil always does, to use tricky speaking, to try to turn around and let it shine in another light as it is. But when we think about the cross, that is not possible, because Jesus has died there, and the message is very clear and straightforward. Same as the creation of the world. God is the creator of the world. Let's remember him in prayer. Lord, we thank you for that great news. You are the creator of the world, and you are also the creator of the new being of us. We do not deserve it, and we ask for forgiveness for all that we have done wrong, and for all where we still do not stand correctly, where we do not want to believe or walk away from that great news. Help us to focus on you, and make us as you want us to be. Thank you for your great news and that highest wisdom that you offer to those who come to you and who put their trust in you. Help us to strengthen that faith and to walk forward, to walk on the narrow path, to follow you towards your eternal kingdom, where we praise your holy name forever. Amen.